The question. On what date did Whiskey Row and Prescott burn? And I'm not talking about the Birdcage fire that was a couple years ago, but the whole Whiskey Row. When did it burn? It's in our home maintenance calendar if you have it, and it's July, so there's a pretty good chance it's going to be a date in July. Text that answer to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner.
Was it before or after the film, a filming of the movie Billy Jack?
That's way before.
Oh, way before?
Way before. they didn't have TVs when this happened. It is funny to watch Billy Jack. I tried to watch that the other day. And I turned it off after the fight scene in Prescott Courthouse because it's so cheesy.
It's the way the fight scene is edited. It's kind of like the guy sitting there waiting to get a roundhouse kick, you know, and then there's the quick edits, you know, with the and whatnot. But you know what? I enjoy watching it just to look at Prescott in the courthouse square. That was 71 when it was filmed. And it really looks the same today in 2019. I mean, it's just a nice little snapshot of the courthouse square in Prescott.
Yeah. If you're looking for Prescott, I'd go to Steve McQueen, Jr. Bonner. That storyline's a lot better than Billy Jack.
And you get to see the railroad depot. A lot of folks don't realize that the railroad was pretty big in Prescott, but it was picked up years ago. Now it's a hiking trail.
And Friday's mansion section of the Wall Street Journal, page center article, the future of lawns is fake. And it talked about the thousands and thousands and millions of square feet of artificial turf that has gone in and the price people are paying for it. Some of these examples were in the hundreds of thousands of dollars for up to one example. I had 6,000 square feet of artificial turf. If you are looking for artificial turf as an alternative to a lawn, a lot of good things to consider. It's not an application for all situations, but it has a great application for a lot of situations. One example is under trees. You know, our Bermuda grass does not like a lot of shade, so this is a great application to put around a tree. If you've got your watering correctly, you want to make sure that the soil can still dry out around your root base. So you may have to add in, certain breathable materials and landscape materials and sand. All of them do require some kind of subbase if you're going to use it for a lawn. So you may have to do that, but you don't want to excavate too hard to disturb the root zone. But there's an application there. A lot of people think that I don't need a sprinkler system. We don't recommend that mindset. We recommend you do add the sprinklers, not for regular use.
Yeah, for watering that lawn. No. Actually, there is a reason for that, too. And I learned that a couple of months ago when we had the turf guy.
Especially if you have pets.
Yes.
You've got it's mm-hmm. being able to turn your sprinklers on for 10 minutes every couple months. If you've got animals living in the backyard or even just to get the dust washed off, we still recommend installing the sprinklers with it. Not required, but definitely something to consider. Life of use, that's my biggest thing, is how long will this last, and then is it going to end up, you know, in the landfill in 10 years and 20 years? You know, how long till it ends up there? You don't have any, that's one more thing you need to consider. How much money are you spending on your lawn? Add that up over the years if you've got both your summer and your winter lawns. But it's a... The article made a great point that our guys at Easy Turf make is don't get something that's too perfect because it looks like carpet and not lawn. They design them now to look imperfect. They've got some brown, different sizes, different string cuts. Some of them just look like indoor-outdoor carpet because it's so uniform.
And some look like real Bermuda grass. It's really until you put your feet on it. Yeah. But I've got turf in my backyard. I have a small backyard. I just got tired of mowing a square, and it works great. It really is. But for hygiene, about once a month, I go ahead and hose it down, and it looks great.
How many square feet of artificial turf do you have?
Oh, I knew you'd ask me that. I don't know, about 144 square. Does that sound about right? 144 square feet, 12 by 12.
And then our weekly to-do, I missed that too. I apologize. See, when people ask me, what do you do? I say, I'm on the broadcasts. I'm kind of like the drummer. I keep the pace and make sure we get all the notes in. And
but we love getting the callers too. Mm-hmm. But we love getting the callers. So
yes,
we had quite a few.
We did have a lot of callers too. But our to do our weekly home maintenance to do, if you follow our home maintenance calendar, talks about landscape grading. And in this season, a lot of people don't build with gutters, but this is a great opportunity to look around your home and see, do you have pooling water against the foundation? If you do, maybe just a gutter on one side or the other, or maybe a regrading of your topsoil to help get that water washed away. Take a look at the rains, any standing water. Any standing water, take a note, take pictures, and we want to make sure that we get those addressed so the water properly drains and stays away from our homes and our foundations. That is your weekly to-do. We've got that complete article at rosieonthehouse.com. The answer to the trivia question was July 14th, 1900. Whiskey Row and Prescott burn down. We'll pick a random right winner and send you the Diamondbacks tickets for Wednesday, July 24th.